Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, and we are on day 2,335 of our trek. The purpose of Wisdom Trek is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow if you have chosen to grow before. In today's Wisdom Nugget, I'll guide you through the vast landscapes of biblical wisdom. Today we're exploring Proverbs chapter 28, verses 22 through 28 from the New Living Translation. In these verses, we'll uncover insights into the consequences of dishonesty, the blessings of integrity, and the importance of diligence. So let's not delay any further. Let's dive into the wisdom of Proverbs. Verses 22 and 23. Greedy people try to get rich, but they don't realize they're headed for poverty. In the end, people appreciate honest criticism far more than flattery. These verses contrast the outcome of greed and integrity. How can we understand the consequences of greed and the blessings of integrity? We do this by recognizing the dangers of pursuing wealth through dishonest and unethical means. Greedy individuals seek to get rich quickly without considering the consequences, only to find themselves headed toward poverty and ruin. In contrast, those who value integrity and honesty understand that true wealth comes from diligence and ethical work. Embrace honest criticism and feedback, knowing that it will lead to growth and improvement. Reject flattery and deceitful praise, knowing that it is empty and insincere. Choose the path of integrity and honesty, knowing it always leads to lasting prosperity and fulfillment. Now let's explore verses 24 and 25. Anyone who steals from his father and mother and says, "What was wrong with that?" is no better than a murderer. Greed causes fighting. Trusting in the Lord leads to prosperity. These verses highlight the consequences of theft and the blessings of trust in the Lord. How can we understand the consequences of theft and the blessings that we get from trusting in the Lord? We do this by recognizing the importance of honoring your parents and expecting their possessions. Theft from one parent is a grave offense, akin to murder in its severity. Greed and selfishness leads to conflict and strife, tearing apart relationships and causing harm. In contrast, trusting in the Lord leads to prosperity and abundance. Choose to honor your parents and respect their property, knowing that it pleases the Lord and brings blessings. Trust in the Lord's provisions and guidance, knowing that He is faithful to provide all your needs. Cultivate a spirit of trust and reliance on the Lord, knowing that it leads to prosperity and peace. And finally, let's turn our attention to verses 26 through 28. Those who trust in their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. When the wicked meet disaster, the godly flourish. These verses emphasize the importance of wisdom, generosity, and the consequences of wickedness. How can we understand the importance of wisdom, generosity, and the consequences of wickedness? We do this by recognizing the folly of trusting in our own insights and understanding, knowing that true wisdom comes from walking in the ways of the Lord. Choose to walk in wisdom and follow His guidance, knowing that it leads to safety and security. Practice generosity toward the poor and the needy, knowing that it brings blessing and abundance. Be attentive to the needs of others and open your heart to those who are less fortunate, knowing that it pleases the Lord and brings honor to His name. Avoid closing your eyes to poverty and need, knowing it leads to curses and destruction. Trust in the Lord's provision and care, knowing He is faithful to bless those who walk in righteousness and generosity. And there you have it, my friends. Insights from Proverbs chapter 28, verses 22 through 28. These verses offer us timeless wisdom for rejecting greed, honoring parents, and walking in wisdom, and practicing generosity in all aspects of life. As we continue on our journey through the pages of the Bible, let's remember to apply these timeless principles to our daily lives. Until the next time, keep seeking God's wisdom and make it part of your daily trek. If you found this podcast insightful, please subscribe and leave us a review. Then encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, and most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal. As we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you next time for more Daily Wisdom.